What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, the ways in which a man can take a woman offline. These modern women truly, truly do not understand the level of savagery that we men are capable of, despite all of the social attempts to try to calm us down, to try to neuter us. No, ladies, no. If a man is thoroughly pushed beyond his line, yeah, anything, and I do mean anything, can become a weapon to him. Like the man in this article that was published August 19th, 2021. Conshohocken man says he was quote unquote mentally ill when he stomped his wife to deletion. A straight up stomping. This guy decided, you know what? I'm gonna stomp the yard, and the yard is you. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! With his eldest son and wife's relatives looking on, a Conshohocken man claimed to a judge on Friday that he was mentally ill when he beat and stomped his wife to deletion during an argument in their home. Well, you can say that. Why? Because as we all know, gentlemen, as we all know, whenever a woman argues with a man, she will say some of the most out-of-pocket, disrespectful things that she can conjure up. And yeah, we all know that is, in fact, verbal abuse. But it's only abuse when it's toward a woman, never toward a man. That's neither here nor there. We'll get into that more later. Joseph Vincent Giango, 46, pleaded guilty but mentally ill to a felony charge of third-degree termination in Montgomery County Court in connection with the December 15th, 2007 deletion of his 42-year-old wife, Bernadette, in the kitchen of the couple's home in the 100 block of West 8th Avenue. Judge Kent H. Albright took Giango's plea under advisement and will decide later whether to accept it. The judge must first hold a separate hearing at which he will listen to testimony from psychiatrists who evaluated Giango. The judge will weigh that testimony to determine if the guilty but mentally ill plea is appropriate. A hearing date had not yet been scheduled. A person who was found guilty but mentally ill initially is incarcerated in a mental institution and receives treatment. Boy, I tell you, we most certainly need to bring back the insane asylum, because there are far, far too many people running around here who are mentally ill. However, as long as the system can make money off of those clearly mentally ill individuals, they'll let it go. Once that person is deemed to be quote unquote cured or no longer in need of mental health treatment, they are transferred to a prison to serve the remainder of their sentence. Giango faces a possible maximum confinement of 20 to 40 years on the termination charge. Giango, who has previously been diagnosed with bipolar disorder and paranoia, will remain in the Norristown State Hospital pending further court action before being moved to the local facility where he underwent psychiatric evaluations at Warren State Hospital in Northwestern Pennsylvania. If the judge accepts Giango's guilty plea, then the charges of first-degree termination and voluntary manslaughter would be dismissed against him. Giango, wearing a blue sweater and open collared shirt, spoke softly and showed little emotion while questioned by defense lawyer Lee P. Narducci about his willingness to enter the guilty plea. Some of Bernadette Giango's relatives wiped tears from their eyes as the prosecutor recounted the offlining for the judge. Assistant District Attorney Wallace Brooks explained third-degree termination is an offlining committed with malice. An offlining is with malice if the terminator acts with an intent to offline or an intent to inflict serious bodily harm with a wickedness of disposition, hardness of heart, and an extreme indifference to the value of human life. Boy, that is very damn, I must say that's pretty damn explanatory. Prosecutors allege Giango beat his wife to deletion following an argument about the woman's attempt to order a takeout meal for the couple's 7-year-old son. No. I was born at night, but I was not born last night. There had definitely been some things that have been boiling beneath the surface. Now, more than likely, that argument could have been the final spark that set him off. No, you don't go from A completely to D. There has to be a chain of events. What was that chain of events? Once again, the most convenient excuse to make him out to be the monster. I don't think so. There's something, as usual, that is not being told. Not only did Giango allegedly beat his wife, he stomped on her carcass several times after pausing to put on shoes, according to a criminal complaint. This dude must have did a serious river dance on her. An autopsy determined Bernadette Giango was deleted as a result of blunt head trauma. Damn, this dude must have really danced a jig. Yeah, he made sure he was going to stomp her out of his life. The child, who unfortunately witnessed it, tried several times to run from the house to get help, but was stopped by Giango, court documents alleged. The boy remained in the house with his father and his mother's lifeless carcass until the following day when his older brother returned to the home, court papers indicate. Well. This guy seriously snapped the fuck out. I'm going to reiterate, there is no way that a simple argument about a takeout meal could send a guy into that much of a rage. No, 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 no. There had definitely, and I do mean definitely, been some serious issues that was beneath the surface. There was something going on between them that finally made this guy decide to Hulk the fuck out, literally. But what more can be said, gentlemen? What more can be said? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their kitchen, in their home. Gonna give that a 10. Method of execution, the fatal feat. They said this guy literally stomped her out permanently. He must have been listening to the Brothers Johnson because he decided to stomp all night. I ain't shit. So I'm going to give that a 50. Psychological impact. Unfortunately, the kid had to see what happened and stay with his mother's lifeless carcass. So I'm going to give that a 70. And for the brutality factor. Once again, this dude did the dance of deletion. So I'm going to give that a 40. So Joseph, two-step Django, gets a score of 170. Gentlemen, once again, things do not happen spontaneously. The fact that they want to use the most convenient, small argument to say this is why he decided to go out and stomp the yard, aka his wife, I don't think so. I always say this, gentlemen, what is the story behind the media story? How long were they married? They had two kids together. So obviously, there was definitely way more issues that was going on behind those closed marital doors. Yes, he was deemed competent to stand trial, but still, there's definitely more to this story than meets the eye. There's always more to an HMT than what the media puts out. But hey, more than likely, more and more men are going to go this route because today's man is tired. Tired of being demeaned, denigrated, being told what to do. Oh, man. Yeah, more and more men have had enough. And their anger is boiling over. And they are exploding. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you women out there, you women in relationships who honestly believe that no matter what you say, no matter what you do, that that man is supposed to just sit there and take your abuse toward him, you better understand this and understand it crystally clear. The power you think society has granted you in the form of some force shield of protection that's going to keep that man off of you, that will go out. Feminism and relying on the Duluth model to keep that man at bay while you enact one-way violence toward him, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust me, ladies, I'm going to keep reiterating this. There are a lot of men in relationships who are simply thinking, if only I can get away with this. However, when that man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. And yeah, in that case, it will be the final act for you. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.